Remember cod liver oil? Ew. It was a favorite of a lot of people's grandparents. They saw it as a good source of vitamin D. Well, now a recent study suggests that if children do take it, it could lead to decreased bone density in women. Here to fill us in is Day-to-Day's medical expert, Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He's a professor at the Yale Medical School, also a pediatrician, and he writes for Slate.com. Hi, Sid.
Hi, Madeline.
Well, my first question is, do people still take cod liver oil?
Well, as terrifying as the thought is from my own childhood, the answer is yes, especially in places in Northern Europe. For example, the great, great majority of Norwegians and people in Sweden still take cod liver oil, apparently with pleasure.
Well, this is because they have long winters with little sunlight and they're trying to increase their vitamin D. And so I thought, you know, that vitamin D is good for the bones. It increases bone density.
Well, that's the main function of vitamin D, is that it helps bring calcium from the bloodstream and to get it incorporated into bone, so that gives bones the added minerals they need to be strong. And in the absence of vitamin D, you get soft, weak, painful bones, which are often lead to kind of terribly bowed leg, and the disease is called rickets. That's vitamin D deficiency. Most of us get most of our vitamin D from the exposure to ultraviolet light in the sun. It strikes the skin, and vitamin D is generated as a result of the exposure to ultraviolet light. But if you're way up north, if you're way in the northern latitudes, you're not going to have enough intrinsic vitamin D production, and so you have to take it in from somewhere else.
So it seems a little counterintuitive then that if people are eating cod liver oil, they will have decreased bone density. How is that?
Well, that was a mystery, and it certainly was counterintuitive to me. And the answer isn't entirely clear, but it's pretty likely. It was discovered in a Norwegian study of about 3,000 women who were aged 50 to 70. And they looked at which ones took cod liver oil in childhood and which ones didn't. What they found, to their surprise, is that the ones who didn't take additional cod liver oil had more calcium in their bones. They were less of at risk for osteoporosis in later in life. Now, cod liver oil has reasonable amounts of vitamin D, but it probably has too much vitamin A for most people. And it turns out that if you're up at the high levels of vitamin A, at the sort of almost toxic levels of vitamin A, it decreases instead of increases the incorporation of calcium into bones.
So it was actually the vitamin A that was the culprit.
I think so. It looks to me very much as if that's the case.
Now, there are different levels, right, of vitamin A in different cod liver oils?
Yes, and when people began to realize about the danger of excess vitamin A, in Norway, for example, they began to decrease the vitamin A to only to a quarter of what it originally was in the cod liver oil. But that's probably not true for all cod liver oil in the world. You have to be really careful to read the label and make sure it's a vitamin A reduced cod liver oil.
Now, you live and work in the Northeast, where the winters are long and dark and bitter, I say somewhat gloatingly. But do you recommend to your patients, to your patients' parents, that they give their children cod liver oil or any kind of supplement?
I tend not to recommend that, partly because everybody's already, without knowing it, everybody's already getting an adequate amount of vitamin D from the milk they drink. Remember, all milk that's sold in the United States is supplemented with 400 international units per quart, which is about twice the amount that's needed by children or adults.
That's Dr. Sidney Spiesel. He teaches at the Yale Medical School. He's also a pediatrician, and you can read his medical examiner column at Slate.com.